Hey, how's it going, everybody? Hope everybody's out there doing, having a good day. It's your boy, King Dave. You listen to my podcast, Man at Work, you know.
Yo, what up? This your boy, OG Wax, special guest. I don't know special if I'm a guest. Special guest, but...
You know what I'm saying? It's my special guest, OG Wax, you know. Coming at you with some real hot topics, you know. Feeling real good today, so just settle in, relax, you know, get your sandwich, bag of chips, whatever you got.
Your little supplies, you know what I'm saying? You smoke or whatever, drink, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
You know, get in
and settle in real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be a good one. I feel like this is going to be a good one, though.
I do too. I really do. So, I'm going to let y'all know what the topic is going to be for today. The first one is, What sex is best? Oral sex or regular sex? Yeah. That's gonna be a tough one. That's because both of those are like way up there on my charts, you know. But the second one is gonna be which comedian is funnier, Kevin Hart or Mike Epps? That's been a tough one for a very long time, you know. And it's time to discuss that.
Yeah, I guess we're getting into that.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is going to be what is going to happen with soccer? Like, is its popularity going to reach like one of the major sports like hockey, baseball, basketball, football? Will it be the fifth major sport? You know what, like. Will kids start to migrate to that, you know, soccer? I mean, like, what's the evolution of it? What is it going to, you know, because it's still growing and growing and growing. It's one of the number one selling games, you know. So, we're going to get into that. But we're going to lead it off with this first topic. What sex is the best sex, oral or regular?
You want to take the first cut?
Yeah, I'll go in. Well, first off, oral sex leads to regular sex, you know, most of the time.
Alright.
You know, and, but the question is, which one is best? So,
that's the question.
That's all dependent on the woman, too, what she's working with, because all women don't know how to give oral sex, you know. All women don't know how to, some do, you know what I'm saying? Some know how to do it, but don't like doing it. You got to get the ones that like doing it and know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the best ones. You know, that's the best I had right there. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that pussy is just something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's so many ways to work that thing right there. You know what I'm saying? That's teamwork right there. That's teamwork right there. That can really, man.
I think
you know what I'm saying? That crazy women, windows busted, and that's been because of some good sex. You know, some good regular sex. You know what I'm saying? But to answer the question though, I really. Which is the best?
I'm gonna take crack at it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even know why I said that, because me personally, I don't know, man. Because, like, I didn't have some, and it was top of the line. But, I'm gonna go with just regular, you know, vaginal sex, man. Because, like, I think Cat Williams said it best, man. Head is like a microwave meal, and you know, getting that box is like, you know, that's a home cooked meal. That's your fried chicken with your mac and cheese, you know what I'm saying, your cornbread, or whatever you prefer, you know what I'm saying. So, a lot of people want their full course meal, they don't want that just, you know what I'm saying, the hot pocket all the time, you know what I'm saying. They want their home cooked meal, you know what I'm saying. So, I'm gonna go with the vaginal, man,
because
it ain't no replacement for that, like. You know what I'm saying?
So I think I'm gonna have to go with oral sex because I think regular. I think regular. I know I'm gonna beat it up. I know I'm gonna do my thing with that. You know what I'm saying? It's just ahead when I, you know what I'm saying, it's always a surprise, you know what I'm saying? I never know what I'm going to get, you know, so, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, and it's just so relaxing, and I don't know, it's you just sit back, relax, let her go to work. Hey, man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
I just think it ain't no replacement for that, man. That's cool.
I ain't saying no replacement. We talking about the best, you know what I'm saying? Which is the best.
That's cool.
That's what I would have to go with, you know what I'm saying?
What about you mess with chicks? She don't even make you buzz by, you know, giving you head. Like, but that, you already know what that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying, because I know when, that's why I say it's the best, because I know I'm a make sure I'm good and she good at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm already hammered at 8-1, true, no problem. But that head, though, it's just something else. You know what I'm saying? It just do something to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then you gotta think of how much it is. Like, I don't know. Like, you know how he used to be trying to get a female? Like, that shit used to, like, require the most work.
Yeah, it did.
Like, bro, like. You straight have to mastermind strategic, like, you know what I'm saying?
Day by day.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you do get it, you be like,
can't fuck
finally,
it up.
Finally, like, you know what I'm saying? You fuck it up, bro.
Ain't gonna be no more.
Man.
If you say don't come in my mouth, nigga, do not come in my mouth, nigga.
Oh, man. Drunk nights, man. Drunk nights.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. Drunk nights, man, on that one. But yeah, I guess we're going to have to disagree on this one, my friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with the box, man.
OG Waxy going with the box, regular sex. It's your boy King Dave. I'm going to go with oral sex, you know what I'm saying?
But don't get me wrong, I love my oral sex.
All right, don't get me wrong. I like my regular. That's my thing. I do my thing. I grab my lunch pill, get my whore head, and I go to work.
So what we got next?
So we're going to roll on to this next topic. And then, which comedian you think is funny? Kevin Hart or Mike Epps?
That's a tough one.
Mike Epps been mainstream longer than Kevin Hart.
Yeah, but Kevin Hart has more success. Kevin Hart been killing the game for the past fucking 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, like, it really has.
It's been Kevin Hart and him. This nigga high ahead of everybody. Like,
the Mike Epps, he fell out. I don't know what happened. He stopped working or something.
I think
he was on the right path and everything.
I think it was something that his pride thing or something, like, you know, got
his little TV show. He probably didn't want to wear no dress or something.
Yeah, he ain't want to put on. I respect him for that shit, though. But I don't know, man. I just feel like Mike Epps is my type of funny, because I feel like that nigga just naturally funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got to try to be, like, jokey, you know what I'm saying? He can just talk to you and then just come off as funny as fuck. I just feel like Kevin is more over the top, like, dramatic, funny, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess people like that shit, but I just feel like Mike is more naturally funny.
Yeah, it's crazy, because when Kevin Hart first came out, I ain't even like him for real. I'm like, this dude ain't even funny. His movies was good, but the stand-up, I'm like, it wasn't even funny. And Mike first came out, I was on him on board first, soon I seen dude was funny right off the flip. Stand-ups, movies.
I ain't never seen none of Mike Epps, none of his early stand-ups.
I don't know where I seen him at. Probably on some kind of Def Comedy. I just seen, like,
after Friday, next Friday.
I've seen him everywhere. I'm like, yeah, dude, funny. But Kevin Hart, man, dude, so funny, man. Dude is hilarious, bro.
That nigga, comedian rock star for real, man. That's what he say. But, I mean, it says, who funnier, though?
Who funnier? I don't know if it's right now because Kevin Hart in our face that he's funnier, or is it because Mike Epps fading away that he's not that funny, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, you don't see him on your Instagram, on your Twitters and everywhere, all that stuff all the time. You don't see him on commercials, you know what I'm saying, he ain't getting these movies with The Rock and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying. He was getting his little parts with Tom Cruise and all that, but those little parts were so short, those little small roles, barely headlines or whatever. He never really used that as a stepping stone and went and did something else. Soon as Kevin Hart got to his big time movies, he just took off running. He was on
back to back.
Yeah, wasn't no stopping him. But who's funnier? Man. funny comedian Kevin Hart and Mike Epps.
Yeah, man.
I'm going through all they different stand-ups in my head and all the different funny moments and spur of the moments when they just got you laughing just right out the blue. I seen Mike Epps in concert at the Chaffetz, St. Louis, Missouri. Kevin Hart was just here. I missed him, though. I didn't get to go see him. Kevin Hart, man. Them stories about his daddy.
All right.
That shit just so funny, man. He be in there killing, bro. You know he went through it. Dude just meaning so much. And short people say he over the top because that's how short people are. Short people are always loud and, you know what I'm saying, gotta be all aggressive and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because they short, so they got to make up for it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They're just short people, you know? So, shit, dude funny. Mike Epps, man. That dude real, too. Bro, he's funnier out the back.
That's what I'm saying. You still ain't answered the question, though. Who's funnier, B?
Bro.
Damn, did I say it was funny?
No, you didn't.
Cause it's hard to say. Cause like
it really is, man.
Kevin Hart funny as a motherfucker, bro. Like especially when he like did like his last maybe like what was like the stand ups like when he was talking about his dad, mm-hmm. that stand up, mm-hmm. and then he was talking about the safe sex
oh, or yeah, pineapple. Yeah, I think that I wonder if that was the same one.
I don't know, but all that shit, like, he was doing, that shit was funny.
Nah, you know, I like that moments when they be backstage at the rappers' concerts. You can get, and that's what I'm saying. I be seeing Kevin Hart back there with Meek Mills and them and shit, 2 Chainz, hanging with 2 Chainz, just doing funny shit at basketball games, floor seats, just doing crazy stuff, talking trash to KD. Hey, man. But who funny to say again? I don't know because both of these dudes, it's so funny. We ain't talking about accomplishments or nothing like that. We just talking about funny.
Pure funniness, like.
Hey man, I can't answer that. I can't give you no answer.
You don't want to go either way.
Nah, I can't really answer that.
It's a tough one for me, man.
I can't answer that, man.
Why is it so hard to answer this?
I don't know, man. Like,
do we have to break this down into like categories or something?
And that's what I was trying to go through, you know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to see.
Like, but shit, dude. I don't know, man. Alright, give me Kevin Hart funniest role to you or his, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the funniest shit you seen Kevin Hart do or whatever.
Funniest thing I seen Kevin Hart do. I don't know, man. I can't even. Because I can't even give you the funniest thing Mike Epps did. They just funny. They just. I don't know. I'm about to say, I don't know, man. That's going to be a 2-3 be continued for me, man. I don't even know. TBC, man.
To be continued, man?
Yeah. For me, I don't know. I can't even give you no answer on that right there. That's a toughie.
All right, give me each of the funniest movie that you did. You gotta have like a funny movie from them. Then.
Funny movie. Dude, so funny. Let me see. Does it have to be one of the Fridays for Mike Epps? Either way, man. I can't even tell you. Who you think the funniest?
I don't even know. I'm gonna be honest. This is your boy OG Wax, man. Cause I want to say one, and then I think about some funny ass shit the other one did, and be like, shit. So it's like, I can't. It's a toss up either way, man. It's like whoever you think is funnier. Like, it goes down to that, cause like. I mean, they
Mike Epps, man. What that boy Mike Epps say? They got them sodas in that van.
So yeah, I guess we just going to be continuing on that one, man. We're going to have to get some more people in on that one.
So to really get into it, yep.
What's this last one?
Last topic. How do you feel about soccer? What's the next evolution for, like, when kids started to drift over into soccer instead of football because of the concussions and injuries or lesson?
I mean, if I was a parent, I'd consider it. But I don't want to sound like, I don't get it. Like, what's the excitement?
I think it's big because it's a world sport, you know?
Right.
It's just like, because everybody got a chance, everybody in the world got a chance to win this one championship, you know what I'm saying? You know, in America, we value the four major sports championships and stuff, and other countries have championships too, but we don't care about them. Right. But some of those other countries care about the Super Bowl, they watch the NBA championship and shit, but we ain't finna sit there and watch no championship of ping pong. You know, nothing like that, you know. We're not going to sit there. You know.
And that's what I said. Like, the most entertainment I get out of soccer is, like, when players act like they injured and, like, the announcers. Like, the announcers be having their lick. Like, you right. know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, I would really be wishing I was in the stadium. But
yeah. But I like the game. I like FIFA, the game. I play that all night, you know.
I think everybody likes
that's fine, but I can't watch it. And I like baseball. Baseball is my favorite sports. I can't sit there and watch soccer. You know, I can't even get with the players. I don't know.
And then, like you said, it's like it's too many. It's like
So many of leagues, so many different teams.
And then the
point system. Like, it's so crazy. But yep. It's, you know, it's safer for the kids to play. You don't got to worry about concussions. Injuries, you still might get injured, but the risk is lower than football. I don't know if the pay is the same. I don't think it is. Well, maybe. I don't know. But some of those people play soccer year-round, every day, you know, all day, every day. It's, I don't know, you know, it just...
I think it's gonna get bigger though.
If Americans make it big, that's the only way.
But shit, you see, it's getting bigger over here.
Yeah.
It'll take a lot to overthrow any of the four major sports. You know what I'm saying? With your basketball, baseball, hockey, and
football.
It'll be hard. It'll be hard in America. It'll be hard to crack those sports.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to overthrow hockey or some shit, because it ain't taking basketball or baseball.
Basketball, they still run.
Football was some turmoil, but yeah, it ain't taking baseball for sure. So I don't know, man. I think, like I said, I think the game is gonna grow. It's gonna grow in the United States, and hopefully that'll make it. I don't know.
I think it's at its peak. You know, you got the World Cup, got the attention, then after that you got the Olympics with it. So they all right, you know. They where they at, you know, it's not looking like it'll become a part of the American culture.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
It's not attracting nobody. Yeah, not yet. Maybe if you get that one player with that flair and that personality that makes somebody want to watch it, you know what I'm saying?
So we need an American
born player on one of those good teams like Liverpool or something.
And balling.
Yeah.
We need our own Lionel Messi.
Yeah, we do. And that way we celebrate him, and that way people will start looking into soccer. Like, man, what position does he play? What's a whatever it's called, you know? What's a pitch? Pitch is the field, you know. People start looking into it. That's how I go.
So, would you consider soccer for your kid to play? Like, would you? Mm-hmm. Would you? I guess because that's how the game can expand. You know what I'm saying? You open up your kids to it. We start opening up our kids to just not play, like, football, basketball. There's other alternatives.
And I think one of the reasons, because kids, you got to run up and down nonstop. Running up and down nonstop. Can't stop moving.
Some kids actually might like that.
Yeah, one of them energetic kids.
So, yeah, I guess, we shall see where the game of soccer goes in the next couple years. You got any quick takes in closing this topic?
I think soccer is at its peak. It's okay. No need to try to, if it do expand, then just let it. But, you know, just enjoy it. It's here and it's doing wonderful good things. And people are paying attention. They talk about it on SportsCenter. So, you know. I mean, if they talk about it on SportsCenter, or what's higher than SportsCenter in the sports world to get talked about on? So, hey,
just keep doing what they're doing. Too.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're gonna see what happens to the game of soccer in the next couple of years. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Wrap this up. How do I feel about soccer? I just told y'all. But we're going to go to the next subject. One more topic.
Throw something out there.
It'll be,
hold on.
What you got?
Because I feel like we kind of got to talk about it. Like, the death of the rapper.
Extension.
We just call him X.
Triple X.
Yeah.
All right.
No point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. Oh, and this is going to roll into another topic, but, like, I guess this is the topic right here. People are robots. Like, I think, like, people are robots. And why is it such a need for people to grab their phone and record something? Like, why is that your first reaction to some shit? This man was laying unconscious in the car. Like, nobody attempted to call paramedics. Your first thing to do is to call. I mean, to, you know, then pull out your phone and record. Like,
well, I'm pretty sure somebody called the cops. It was a lot of people out there. Somebody called the police, ambulance.
I don't know, man. Because I was reading the nurse report. She was like, somebody would have reacted faster instead of, you know, just recording it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe his life would have been saved.
So, everybody out there, everybody just recorded. Nobody called the police.
Bruh, let me show you a perfect example. When the black lady was being kicked out of a restaurant and she was getting punched and stuff and nobody did nothing, they just recorded it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, how? That was the police, though.
No, it wasn't the police. It was the people in the store. There's so much fucking shit happening in the world, right. Bro.
Because he had this black girl outside, and he was punching on the beating her up in the bushes and stuff. Nah. Putting her in the bushes and stuff. It was a policeman.
That's not funny.
It really ain't.
But, man, it's just so much fucking shit in America. But, but nah, man. Like, it was this instance. Like, it was in a restaurant. Like, the dude, I guess it was, like, one of the owners or a worker or worked there. Like, basically, like, tossing and, like, pushing this, like, lady out the restaurant. Nobody found it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was something wrong with it. They all thought it was okay. And somebody, you know, dude who was recording was black, was crazy. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is it people first mind? They're like, oh, let me record some shit.
Everybody want to get the footage. Everybody want to go viral. You know, everybody want to be popular still, so.
Fucking robots, man.
So, like. Everybody want to get that footage.
World star. Nah, man, I can't get with that shit, though, man. Y'all got to put down y'all phones and enjoy life, man. For real.
Put the phones down.
Put the phones down and enjoy life, bro.
Phones are life.
How often do you check your phone, bro?
I check my phone all the time.
Like, every minute.
About every minute. Yeah.
Every 30 seconds, can you say that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just like feel it's programmed in my mind too. It's a feeling now. I got a phone feeling.
Feel unconnected.
Yeah. It's like I'm missing the updates and things. Like, I gotta know somebody, what's going on. If somebody liked the picture, if somebody commented on something, do I got a text message? Did I miss a call? Do I need to do an update on my phone? What do I got a notification? What's going on in the sports world? You know, it's almost like having a chip in your brain, but it's just in your hand though.
Nah, man. Put down y'all phones, man.
Hey, man.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, put them down.
I catch myself doing that shit, too, but I be trying to disconnect myself, man. Like,
yeah, but, I mean, if you put it down, then what you gonna do? One, and disconnect yourself, then what you doing? Right. See?
I mean, there's plenty of alternatives.
That's what I'm saying. You can disconnect yourself, but you're just gonna be like, all right, should I write a book or read a book?
Let me ask you this question.
What's up?
When you were a kid, did you have a cell phone?
Cell phones weren't a thing.
But still, if you had a cell phone when you were younger, you know what I'm saying, you think you'll pay more attention to your phone?
I'll be doing the same thing these kids do now.
That's a whole other story.
But we ain't have phones, so we was outside all the time.
And
nowadays, these kids to their parents on the phone, so what they gonna do? They gonna get on their phones. Their parents ain't outside like our parents used to be outside on the porch, drinking and talking stuff and just being outside. That's what our parents used to do. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, we on our phones and tablets and playing games and stuff too, so they automatically do the same thing.
I'm trying to break that shit, man, for real. Put down y'all phones, man. Maybe we could save somebody's life.
Yeah, probably. 911.
That motherfucker automatic dial, bro. Like that.
Yeah, somebody probably automatically dial 911. You don't ever know. Oh, like I said, all the people that somebody called the police.
Shit is wild, man.
But yeah, that's sad though. And dude knew he was gonna die.
I don't think he knew he was gonna die, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I doubt that. I highly doubt that, B.
I think
he did. I think he was just speaking on just certain
trying to be like Tupac.
Nah, I wasn't even that shit. He just basically was preyed upon, basically. I was looking at him.
I don't even know the story. I don't even know where was he at.
He was looking at motorcycles, and you know what I'm saying? Some dudes found out he had a large amount of cash on him. They went to a store, bought a mask and gloves. You know what I'm saying? They came back when he was leaving Levine with the looking at motorcycles. They boxed him in, you know what I'm saying? He fought with the dudes, you know what I'm saying, for the money and shit. And then they ended up shooting him in the neck.
Mm.
And then they left off with the money.
Mm. If y'all hear that Chapman sound, I had bought a slushy from Quick Trip. And I got a lot of ice left. I guess I drunk all the juice. I never get that again. That's probably why it's a dollar or whatever. But anyway, I thought, you know what? They said Drake's people did it. Because in that song, he was like, SMS, send my shooters, XXX. And it's triple
yeah,
up
the neck. See, nah. I think that y'all reading too much into it.
Hey, man. That's your boy Drake.
Man, don't get, like, you really think.
SMS.
If you gonna murder somebody, murder Pusha T, nigga, for what he did. You still ain't responded to that. If you gonna murder somebody, that's what you need to murder.
Yeah.
So I don't think, man, come on. As big as Drake is, and Drake is up here, bro, at the ceiling. That dude is like down here to Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake not really tripping off this dude. Because whatever you say to Drake ain't gonna make or break Drake. You see this nigga survive that Pusha T, you know what I'm saying? Whatever Pusha T said about it. You see, he survived it. How many people can survive?
But that's why he ain't respond. He ain't know what Pusha T had next. If you put out all that on the first diss track, then, boy, and you say you got some more stuff, you don't know what he's. And if you're a person with some skeletons, you like, man, what do we know? You know what I'm saying?
Niggas selling secrets about Drake.
Yeah, man. Writing them on a piece of paper. And they meet in the alley and they
meet in the dark alley. Niggas wearing trench coats and shit.
So, well, Drake's secrets.
Nigga, this cat telling his secrets for 20 grand.
Hey, nigga, if this ain't real, we coming back.
Drake tied up on your security. But yeah, man, we're just talking some random shit, man. This is the Man at Work podcast. This is your boy,
Man at Work. This is your boy, King Dave.
I mean, I'm feeling so good right now, man. Let's just throw something else out there, man. What else?
Do you think they should shorten free agency?
What you mean?
Like, you know how the season ends and then it's a month wait until free agency. Do you think it should be that long?
Shit, how long is it in other sports?
I don't even know. You only really pay attention to it in basketball if you think about it. You don't think about it in football when you got big names coming up. You think about it in basketball every year.
I don't know, man. Should they? I mean, you got to think as a player, you know what I'm saying? Well, it depends. Like, if you just got out the finals, like, you're not trying to hurry up and rush a big decision. Mm-hmm. Like, but if you've been at the crib, you ain't even make the playoffs.
You've been thinking about it for about 2 months already.
Nigga, you should have been already talking to
whoever. You got your bag packed. You just waiting on somebody to tell you where to go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, it should be for the niggas that's been sitting at home. Like, nigga, y'all should already have a deal done and everything.
Yeah, you know what? If you're a free agent before the finals, when the finals end, the people should be able to contact you. But if you was in the finals, then you should have the option of becoming a free agent July 1st. What you think about that?
Yeah, I like that idea. Because
you know, those people already been sitting at home, you know what I'm saying? Why? Because you already know, it's only a select few people who waiting on July 1st. Everybody else ain't got their mind made up really about where they want to go, for real, for real. If you're a free agent, DeAndre Jordan, I wonder where he going to go.
Bruh, and that's what's so crazy. It's so many free agents, like people that can opt out, like, it's crazy. Like,
Melo just opted back in. 27 million points.
Is KD going to go after his money this year?
KD got a chance to get his money if he come to L.A. and get a team. All in one. I'm telling you. Give me KD and LeBron.
KD and LeBron. We can build around them.
KD and LeBron James.
Because low-key, that's y'all kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? That's
nobody can stop Kevin Durant but Kevin Durant. I mean, he off, it's because he off. It ain't because somebody messing with him or because you playing some tough D.
This nigga shoot over 7 foot centers like it's nothing. Like,
and if you under fucking 6'7", he shooting over your head.
Barbecue chicken every time.
Come on now. He ain't even looking at you.
And then LeBron, you get him and LeBron on the same court.
Oh, my God.
And let's just say we add another wing. Let's just say we add PG for the hell of it.
And we drafted this guy named Brent Berry. Everybody, if you're a Lakers fan, play close attention. Brent Berry, the second, I think he is.
We didn't even draft him.
Undrafted.
Picked him up free agent.
Sneaker. He diamond in the rough. Hey, he was 4 years at UNC.
But
champion at UNC.
I'm looking at the guy from Kansas that we drafted.
See, I don't know too much about him.
Go back and look at that boy. He lit Duke up, man. Go back and look at that guy. Which is interesting picks because both of those guys play guard.
You know we need shooters right now. We need shooters. You know, and right now the NBA is kind of positionless. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of players playing a lot of different positions right now. You right now they're putting players where they can guard. If you like, ooh, I can guard him. Guess what? Coach gonna put you on Draymond guard 1-5. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, if you want us, who can go at 1-5? Kawhi can go at 1-5. Klay Thompson can go at 1-5. KD, if you want to play defense, can go at 1-5. Miss a couple more. Paul George, 1-5. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple more, but those are guys who play defense that I know to play defense. So
I don't know, man. Like, who? All right, let me ask you this: your dream scenario, Lakers roster for 2018-2019.
Oh my God, 2018-2019.
You got it. Three players.
No, I got to give you two because I got to give you my dream and I gotta give you my dream reality. My dream, you give me KD, LeBron, and Chris Paul. Give me that right there. My reality that can happen and I want to happen, give me LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. I think he might stay in OKC for some reason. And if he's staying in OKC, I really don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
Now give me your dream.
My dream?
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
My reality? LeBron, Boogie, and Kawhi.
Mm-hmm. If Boogie comes back, and he's the Boogie man that I know, with LeBron James and Kawhi, with LeBron James.
LeBron James.
And Kawhi Leonard.
Bro, do you know how?
Oh, my God.
Who, like, dude, that's like some Jordan and, like, Scotty type shit, bro, for real, for real. And don't forget, we got Lonzo giving them easy buckets. And that's going to take a lot of pressure off.
That boy Kuzma gets buckets. And Rudy Gay's out there, ladies and gentlemen. I want him. If we can get, because he's a piece to a championship team. He's a piece to a championship team. Yes, he is. He's a piece. He's a piece to a championship team.
We don't want Rudy Gay. We got names out there like Paul George.
But I'm saying once we get them, we're going to need role players.
Nah, he want some money.
He don't want no money if he can come to a team that's going to win. He going to wind up going to Golden State. Watch what I tell you. If he watch.
If he chase the money, he ain't going to Golden State. Billy going to pick his ass up. That makes sense, though. Philly. Rudy Gay and Philly. That makes sense. But nah, man, I don't want Rudy Gay on the Lakers, man. What do the Lakers need to attract LeBron? Like, what do we have to, what is the sales pitch to LeBron? What can they say to LeBron?
Hey, man.
Because if I'm LeBron, it's like,
the last chapter, LeBron. Come here, get you a couple rings, and you ride off into the sunset. You don't got to move. Fucking just go to your house, your 22, one of your $20 million houses that you got up in California. You go to one of those. LeBron's a smart man. Why buy two $20 million houses in California? You don't just buy those for vacation homes. No, you just don't do that for no reason.
He has a production company in LA too.
Man, he's going to LA. Kobe has an Oscar. Kobe got an option.
Is Kobe a part of the sales pitch to LeBron? Because I feel like he has to be. If you want LeBron, I feel like Kobe has to be in that sales pitch. You got like,
Kobe got to hand him the torch. I still feel like Kobe got the torch. And nobody claimed him on.
Shit, man. It's like, shit, don't nobody really want that motherfucker. For real, for real. I think Russ wanted, but Russ can't. Russ got to figure it out, man. Got to figure out how to win. But Kobe got to be a part of that sales pitch.
LeBron to the Lakers. We got a couple more weeks, and all these questions will be answered.
I think that's gonna break the internet, and I hope he don't drag this shit out, man.
I hope he don't go to Houston. Because he can't go to Houston because it'd be like he's jumping on board. Somebody thinks, like, you know what I'm saying?
If he goes to Houston, is that enough to beat Golden State?
With everybody that they got?
Well, they probably not going to be able to sign Capella back. Unless he take take less money.
It could be, man. If you got LeBron and James Harden on at the same time, and you got Chris Paul and what a P on.
fucking hate. But he said he not taking nothing less than the max already.
Well, if that's the case, then come on to L.A.
You know what? I don't want Chris Paul.
Yeah,
Brown,
and he injury prone too.
With his bitch ass.
The injury prone.
Fuck Chris Paul, man.
Yeah, but yeah, we're gonna wrap this up, man.
Yeah, man, we just got off subject. Yeah. I'm a passionate Lakers fan, man.
Boy King Day, Lakers all day. Mm. We're gonna go and wrap this up, you know what I'm saying? You guys have a nice day, enjoy your day.
Signing off. Y'all have a good one.
Out of here.